Good morning. High pressure producing another clear, cool start across interior New York and New England, with most locations going back into the 30s to around 40 for early morning lows. However, just like yesterday, that high pressure will bring a ton of sunshine to the region, and temperatures will respond quickly by climbing back through the 30s and 40s and into the 50s through the middle of the morning, into the 60s by lunchtime, and by mid to late afternoon, most everyone will top out at least in the middle to upper 60s, with many locations touching the 70-degree mark for a second day in a row. That high will gradually move off into the Maritimes, and we'll start to see an onshore flow develop from the Atlantic. This'll pull clouds and eventually some showers into the region late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning. It's all out ahead of a storm system which is evolving off the southeast coast. It's only going to move slowly up the coast, but the onshore flow will be with us all day long tomorrow, and as a result, the chilly breeze, a damp wind flow, and occasional showers in the forecast. So temperatures will dip back into the 40s with the clouds moving in tonight, and with the occasional showers around tomorrow, high temperatures will only be in the lower to mid-50s. That system will track south and east of Long Island during the overnight period Tuesday night and into the day Wednesday, so we can expect clouds to hang on. And while we'll lose most of the steady rain, still a lot of low clouds, fog, and drizzle around, especially for the first half of the day Wednesday, before we start to see some improvement with bright spots and maybe even some breaks of sunshine. This will especially be the case in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills, and temperatures in these locations should reach the mid-60s. Closer to the coast, in New England especially, will hang on with clouds and drizzle most of the day, and highs will be left in the 50s once again. On Thursday, everyone will break out into some sunshine. Clouds will mix in, but it will be a warm day with highs back into the middle and upper 70s. A weak disturbance will pivot through on Friday with the chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm, but mostly dry in the mid-70s, and temperatures look like they'll stay in the 70s for the upcoming weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that storm off the southeast coast will slowly meander north along the coast, reaching the Outer Banks of North Carolina tomorrow. With a strong onshore flow, plenty of moisture will be available for a continuation of steady and at times heavy rain for the Carolinas into Virginia. Flood watches remain in effect for these areas, with the possibility of another 2 to 5 inches of rain, which could cause local streams and creeks to rise above their banks. There's also a marginal risk of severe storms along the Carolina coastal plain, with strong wind gusts and hail the primary threats in some of the stronger storms that develop. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 27 degrees, with a west-northwest wind at 48 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear with ice crystals and 17 below zero. In Albany on the hour, beautiful sunshine and 41 degrees, the dew point 35, 79% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.12 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, lower 60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 70 degrees, the low 35. The average temperature 53, that's 2 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 2.62 inches for the month and 12.67 inches for the year, which is 2.23 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 81, set in 2001 and in 1885. And the record low, 25 in 1965. Sunrise this morning was at 5:59 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:48 p.m., 13 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds late tonight with lows around 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds tonight, lows in the mid 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny skies and comfortably warm today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s to around 70. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasantly warm today with highs right around 70. Clear this evening, then increasing clouds overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain, breezy, damp, and cool mid-50s. Mostly cloudy, areas of drizzle Wednesday, upper 50s and lower to mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s Thursday. The risk of a thunderstorm Friday and Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with highs all 3 days in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.